Our story centers in an island, not widely sundered from the continent, and so tilted that its mountains lie all to the west and north, while south and east is a gently undulating landscape of wooded valleys, open downs, and slow rivers. It is very accessible to the invader, whether he comes in peace or war, as pirate or merchant, conqueror or missionary. Those who dwell there are not insensitive to any shift of power, any change of faith, or even fashion on the mainland. But they give to every practice, every doctrine that comes to it from abroad, its own peculiar turn and imprint. As we gaze back into the mists of time, we can very faintly discern the men of the old Stone Age and the new Stone Age, the builders of the great megalithic monuments, the newcomers from the Rhineland with their beakers and tools of bronze. Standing on a grassy down where Dover now is, and pointing to the valley at his feet, one of them might have said to his grandson, "The sea comes further up that creek than it did when I was a boy." And the grandson might have lived to watch a flood tide, a roaring swirl of white water, sweeping the valley from end to end, carving its grassy sides into steep chalk edges, and linking the North Sea with the Channel. No wanderings henceforth of little clans in search of game.